the Industrial Talk Podcast. Go big in just 6 minutes a day. Building a legacy of success in a rapidly changing industrial market.
All right. Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. Thank you very much for joining. We're going to go big in just 6 minutes a day. I'm going to try to hold up to that. I went a little long yesterday, but nonetheless, we're going to make it happen. Appreciate you here. This is episode 14 of the Go Big series. And once again, 6 minutes, that's all we're doing, because we're living in a rapidly, and I mean rapidly, changing market. So let me get my timer right on here, because I want to make sure that I stick with it. Okay, we've talked about the no, we've talked about the personal development, we talked about mentor, we've talked about all of the components that you need to be a successful or start building that success within the industrial, you know, market for you as a professional and for your business, because we once again, I believe that what you do out there is noble. What you do out there needs to be appreciated. This platform is for you. This platform is designed for your success. We're going to continue to pump it with content that will help you take this information and put it into action. And now, you know, once again, I'm going to be clear about this. This stuff, there's a lot of books out there. These are just real tactical steps for you on a daily basis to get your mind right. So anyway, we're going to be talking about the like you part. So we talked about no like trust, plus the caring, plus the friendship equals success. Build that relationship. It's all about you as a personality, right? And it's all fine because we, you know, you're out there, you're actively seeking out people saying, okay, this is what I'm about. I like this, I do this, I post this, and I'm giving. And that's what the digital economy provides you, is that ability to be able to do so. Now, we're going to talk about the no. No. We're going to be talking about the like. Excuse me. Now, the like is something that reflects sincerity, right, in you, in your heart, and authenticity. So there's a little definition I want to talk to you a little bit about. And if you have any clarity or any question about it, let's talk about sincerity is the quality of being free from pretense, deceit, or hypocrisy. And that's sincerity. And then, are you authentic? I wrap it up into what I call the beer factor. We all know people that we've gone out with. We know them. We know what they do. We see what they produce. We know them. But for whatever reason, for whatever that might be, we don't click personally, whatever it might be, we're never going to go out and have a beer with them because there's a disconnect there. And that same reality exists within your professional career, within your business relationships. I know as well as I do that if I don't really have a desire, and I mean not a desire to go out and just say, hey, let's go have a beer, let's chit chat, eat some snacks, get some bar food, let's talk a little bit about what we can do to be successful and go into that intimate type of platform. It's just, it might work, it might not, but it's going to be very challenging. So I throw that out. You've got to be very sensitive. You've got to be sincere. You've got to have that authenticity in you and recognize that, because I know I see it. If I know you, because I've gone out there and I have done my research because it's out there, and then I come in contact with you and we chit chat, if I don't get that sense of beer factor, then it's going to be a different type of engagement. And we're all about the ability to be able to achieve what you want to achieve within the industrial market, expand it, increase sales, all of that good stuff, branding. Once again, human. It gets down to the human interaction, the humanization of who you are. And I'm telling you right now, if you truly desire to be successful, you've got to just be sensitive to that beer factor, because it just is. So what do you do? How do you sort of engage in that beer factor? Well, I have likes and dislikes. I have things that I like to do. One of the things that I like to do is cook. I do. I like cooking. And I'll be the first to get out there and sling some hash with the best of them. So that like part, I'm gonna have fun. I am always one to have fun. And it's not always about business. Sometimes it's just a matter of just getting to know you and to like you and being and having that sincerity, that desire, that authenticity to know you and come together for a beer, drink some snacks, cook some food. I don't care. That's what we're talking about. That's what you've got to develop. The old beer factor. Take it for what it's worth. Trust me. I know. I like doing business with people that I like to hang out with and have fun with. There's nothing that's different, right? You too have that same desire. And you got to get beyond that, okay, it's always 24/7, work, work, work. Part of that is not that. It's part of that is getting to know that individual, getting to like that individual and creating that relationship, that beer factor. So go out there, go big, recognize, be a part of that beer factor stuff, okay? Because it means a lot. And if you want to have a beer with me and you come in contact with me, I guarantee you we're going to have a good time because that's what we're all about. We're going to be fun. You'll always know me. You'll always trust me because I'm going to be here for you. So have a great day and we will talk tomorrow.